This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with my very good friend Jeremy Zakas. He's in New South Wales in wintertime. And there are phenomena in wintertime known as snakes, but there are also phenomena in wintertime known as mice. We're going to begin with the snakes that eat the mice because they are venomous. Jeremy, what whopper have you got for us this week?
Well, John, this is a video that has gone viral from Western Australia. And what it shows is a very long, angry-looking snake with a very, very black head and stripes across its body slithering across a trench near a mining site there in the Kimberley region of Western Australia. And what makes this more astounding is that the person holding the camera, decides to get up nice and close to the snake and take a photo. Well, that was probably the biggest mistake and also the biggest reason this video goes viral. As soon as that camera gets within about 6 inches of the head, you can see the snake suddenly turn its focus to the camera, rear up for a moment, and then strikes the camera lens, showing just how angry a snake can be when it's being threatened. And at the same time, too, demonstrating why, if you see a snake, please, please just leave it alone. So this was a very, very aggressive snake, but the most interesting thing, John, and this is the most amazing part of it all, even though it was in the Kimberley region where there's taipans and all the most dangerous snakes in the world, this snake has now been found to actually be what's called a black-headed python. Python being the operative word, which means that while it has a very, very nasty bite and apparently did some damage to the camera, it doesn't actually inject venom. So while in this case, if the camera person had been bitten, they probably wouldn't have died. But it did show that even pythons have a lot of striking power when they want to.
So we think that the lens was cracked or the outer gas part of the camera was cracked. Did they say what happened?
They actually say that the outer plastic bit that kind of protects the fringe of the lens was actually torn a little bit. So it sounds like the snake actually got one of its fangs into that little bit of plastic covering that surrounds the lens of the camera. So it didn't do a lot of damage, but sure enough did enough damage to prove its point.
Well, it took a couple of years off his life, I'm sure. I'm sure he thought about heaven right away when the strike hit. Wow, I've not seen the video. The snake is very fast. Is that it happens just like a gunshot?
It does. It does. And in fact, this video shows that the moment from when the snake noticed the camera and noticed that it was in danger to when it struck, it was less than 2 seconds. It really was. The actual recoiling back, you have to put it in slow motion to see it, happens in the blink of an eye, which shows that even if you think you're able to, you know, move away from a snake that's striking, you think you can outwit it in some ways, they are much, much faster. Because, John, if you think of a spring and how that can coil and get enough tension and just suddenly let go, that is basically a snake's body. So it's always pent up with all this energy that it can release at a moment's notice. And that's what happened here.
I agree with you. Now, the reason there are many snakes in the field, pythons, etc., is because they have something to eat. The mice plague. When last we checked in, the mice were in Western Australia, certainly, but I don't remember, were they approaching you in Sydney?
They certainly were in a very slow manner. In fact, the next big part of the plague is in northern South Australia, where you have the farming belts, you have a lot of food, a lot of wheat, and a lot of agriculture. The mice plague is out of control there. However, to Western New South Wales now, we're also seeing reports of the mice plague coming across, and certainly here in southern Sydney, we are starting to see more mice in our homes and around our properties than ever before. In fact, just this week, we did have an exterminator around to have a look at our property because we've started to get mice in the ceiling and they've had to take some action to try and stop it. So, John, I hate to admit it, but I think the plague is already making its way out here. Not officially declared yet. It's still officially Western Australia and South Australia where the plague is. But honestly, it is only a matter of time. And I found out from the exterminator too, to make matters worse, because it's hit at the winter time, the mice coming in their numbers are actually looking for warm places to live, which means we can expect them to try and get into our homes more than they would say in the summertime where it's pretty warm outside and they don't need to. So needless to say, too, I've been around the perimeter of my house, sealing up every little nook and cranny to make sure there's no way that they can squeeze their way in. But honestly, it looks like we've definitely got more mice here than previously. And it's really just plague time, which means, of course, as soon as we get the summer, there's going to be a lot more snakes as well. So it's just never ending.
Will the snakes come in winter? Is it too cold for them?
No, the snakes definitely are coming in winter, this winter in particular. And I mentioned it last week as well, that we are still getting snake reports, certainly on social media in this area. We're seeing a lot more brown snakes and red-bellied black snakes still out and about this week, and especially today, because it is much colder. It's only around about 40 degrees Fahrenheit, will be the telling point, I think. If we still see the snakes over this next week and this coming period, it tells us that they're truly breaking the habit of going into hibernation, which we know they have started to do. But also, too, it tells us that there's probably a lot more snakes out there, because typically, even during the months when they're in hibernation, they're still there. It's just because there's not that many. It's very hard to find them. But the fact we're still coming across them means that there's just sheer volumes are a lot larger than normal as well. So we'll wait and see. But in all honesty, John, I feel like the snakes just aren't going into that dormant period that we used to get, say, 10, 20 years ago when I was growing up.
And are they coming from the north, from Queensland as well, or just from the west?
Very much from the west here, but that's because between myself and I guess you could say Queensland is Sydney, the city itself, which means everything's going to come from the Blue Mountains, which are actually to the west of us here, which is where all the bushland is. But the reality is they're coming from the west, from the north, basically moving from the inland areas towards the coast, because the snakes have detected that the warming climate means that they have to get to cooler areas. The cooler areas in Australia are all on the coastline.
Yeah. Jeremy Zakas in plague-ridden, mice plague-ridden, snake plague-ridden wintertime for the continent of Australia. At the same time, the Super El Nino is possible. Now, that would lead towards a drought next spring and summer. That would mean wildfires everywhere, especially now the undergrowth is building and will build for the rest of the winter. Jeremy Zakas in New South Wales. We're going to turn to our favorite confusing mystery, which is Canada's cricket team and a game that is called into question by investigators as having been fixed and gunshots fired at a cricket official. Next, I'm John Batchelor.